Hello and welcome to Tech Latest by Nikkei Asia, where we bring you the freshest updates from the technology sector in Asia. Every episode, some of our reporters from the region will be filling us in on the tech news on their radar, from semiconductors in China to space travel in Japan to startups in Indonesia. From Nikkei Asia's Tokyo headquarters, I'm Alice French. In this episode, my colleague Jaden Agamor is talking to tech correspondents Annie Cheng-Ting Fang and Lawley Lee, who are based in Taipei, about a recent large earthquake that hit Taiwan and its impacts on the tech supply chain.
Hi Annie, hi Lawley. Thank you for joining Tech Latest this week.
Hello Jada, this is Annie Ting Fang. Thanks so much for having me.
Hi, Jaden. Hi, everyone. This is Lolly from Taipei.
So earlier this month, Taiwan was hit by a major earthquake. You guys quickly reported on the impact to Taiwan's supply chains. But can you talk a little bit about what happened that day and what you covered in the following days?
Yes, actually, it was still early in the morning. It's before 8 a.m. and I was at the 14th floor when the earthquake struck. And it was huge. I slipped and I hid under the big dining table of my apartment with my hands trembling. It was probably the longest 1 minute because I never had such a big earthquake ever in Taipei. And it turns out actually it's the biggest earthquake since 1999. And then back in 1999, I was still a student living in Tainan, the countryside, so not in a high rise. So as I cover semiconductor supply chain and tech industry, so actually almost the very first thing came to my mind was, oh my goodness, are those chip makers' plans okay? That's why I reached out to two top chip makers, TSMC and UMC, to check. And also contact many of my industry sources who are in Hsinchu or Tainan, two important chip production hubs. Because I always heard stories from the industry veterans that 25 years ago, it was really taking them a lot of time to recover. And this time, it seems for me, everyone was shocked, but they have better standard procedures, and probably also because this time the epicenter is on the ocean, not like 25 years ago in central Taiwan.
It was really scary. I was just getting ready to start the day and then the earthquake began. I remember that my husband rushed to our nursery room, pick up our 7-month-old baby from the cradle and grabbed me hiding under our dining table altogether. And the shake must have lasted for more than a minute. And the aftershocks that day were all quite shaky as well. Apart from checking in with my family and close friends, of course, I started texting messages to as many industry sources as possible to see what's going on with them. Some of them were stuck in Greater Taipei's MRT system, and some of them were stuck on the high-speed rail train to Taoyuan or Hsinchu. And it was a really chaotic day, and I remember Annie and I, we were very, very careful in terms of verifying the information we received from our sources, especially any information about TSMC, as we must be very accurate and careful reporting about what happened to the world's largest contract chip maker after the earthquake.
Thank you guys for sharing those stories. I, you know, living half of my life in Japan, I really sympathize with all the earthquakes that happen over there. I believe a lot of Japanese people too. And what was notable was the resilience that Taiwan's tech companies showed in the face of this disaster. And you mentioned TSMC, which you reported on, right?
Yes. Of course, there are so many chip making plants in Taiwan. We have TSMC, we have UMC and other smaller chip makers. And we also have Micron here. There are definitely certain damages to the chip plants. But as you can see, you mentioned resilience as majority of the production actually recover within days. TSMC, for example, said within the first 10 hours on April 3rd, their equipment recovery reached 70%. And as of April 5th, almost all equipment in Taiwan's plants have largely recovered. So give you a small context, actually April 4th to 6th are national holidays. So you can see a lot of chip makers and their staff and then suppliers really did not take any time off. They just raise and the rescue and then just work whatever they can to restore the production. So I really think the resilience is coming from how efficient the industry raised to restore the production and the spontaneous working culture and the procedure there for years after the 1999 shocks. For example, all these TSMC factories have seismographs. If a quake is larger than magnitude 4, the first thing chip makers do is evacuate all staff from clean room and factories. And because all the factories are operating 24 hours and 7 days a week, so there are always people on duty. And then there are so many different chemicals and gas in the fab. So the next thing is to make sure from the central monitor system that it's safe after the quake to return to the clean room. So no toxic leaks or fires any places. Not only the people on duty, but the whole team responsible for facility, equipment, material, and more will return to the fabs and suppliers basically within 1 hour, no matter what time or day such thing happened. Maybe it's during midnight, they need to return to the fab as well to check all the wafers, because all the wafers are very costly if those are from the advanced nodes. And then they will basically check, and then if some wafers are cracked, they need to carefully clean the chambers and restore all the machines. And then they will carefully run some test wafers to make sure they are functioning properly and put the line back on work. So, of course, there are still damages because chip production are super complicated. It requires massive precision. So any kind of quake could affect the performance and the quality.
I think Taiwan's tech sector, from semiconductors, displays, printed circuit boards, other components, and final product assemblers really show their resilience this time thanks to their past experiences and the support of, you know, massive army of engineers. One of my sources joked that all of the engineers in Taiwan rush back to the production facilities like hornets rush out from a nest to support the supply chain back online. And earlier this week, I was just talking to a source who works for a chip production equipment company that supports TSMC. He told me that by Wednesday midnight, the day when the earthquake happened, almost all of the production tools his company is responsible for in one of TSMC's facilities in Taichung, it's a central Taiwanese city, were recovered and back to production. It's really, really amazing. And you can tell their efficiency is remarkable.
I see. It really is amazing how prompt the Taiwan's Unitech supply chains and engineers were. On the other hand, though, businesses may be reminded that there are risks concentrating key chip manufacturing in Taiwan, which is prone to earthquakes, as well as a hotspot for geopolitical tensions. What do you guys think?
I think there are always all kinds of unexpected risks, from natural disasters to geopolitics, not only in Taiwan, but in a lot of places. If you still remember, in Texas, U.S. storms and the heavy snows back in 2021 also shut down and impacted a lot of chip makers there for days and weeks. And during the COVID, Malaysia's chip packaging plants were severely disrupted as well. So it does make sense to have a more diversifying supply chain. But it's not possible to onshore or move everything, as chip making require a complete supply network. And as Asia, for example, Japan and Taiwan are both very important in chip supply chain, in manufacturing and supply of chemicals, materials, and all the things that needed to go into the fabs. And we also have lots of earthquakes. So the risks are always there. It's difficult to be fully prepared, but just this sense of crisis maybe will make Asia, make Taiwan and Japan more aware of the risks and thus trying to get prepared better. So that sense of crisis to me actually increase our total resilience as well.
I think uncertainties and risks, whether it is natural disasters or geopolitical tensions, still remain, just like Annie said. But really, over the time, the tech suppliers in Taiwan have developed their own standard operating procedures to handle natural disasters like earthquakes. And they've been beefing up their seismic resistance when building new facilities in Taiwan, getting themselves more prepared. Let's just take TSMC, for example. After the 1999 earthquake, TSMC gradually installed shock absorbers at its facilities that can help reduce the vibrations by 15% to 20%. And then the main structures of all its plants built after the 2016 Kaohsiung earthquake have seismic resistant coefficient 125% higher than the Taiwanese government's regulation requires. So I think those suppliers in Taiwan, they are learning every time they experience a supply chain disruption. They are getting themselves more prepared each time and building up their resilience.
I see. Thank you both so much for sharing the behind the scenes. Lolly, Annie, it was great hearing from you too. And I hope you guys can join us again soon. Stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jada. Hope to speak to you again soon.
That's all for this episode. You can read more of Annie and Lolly's reporting, along with a host of other stories about Asia's tech industry, on Nikkei Asia's website, asia.nikkei.com. And if you like what you hear, why not subscribe to our weekly Tech Asia newsletter, which will be delivered to your inbox every Thursday. There's a link to sign up in the show notes. And whilst we still have you, if you're enjoying Tech Latest and would like to support us, please do give us a follow on whichever podcast platform you use. We also really appreciate any reviews you can leave, as these help new listeners to find our episodes. Thank you for listening, and check back in next time for more updates on the tech trends that matter.